You know, I was thinking about all the different social media networks that I'm a part of this afternoon and the demands they place on you in terms of providing content. For me, the demands aren't so pressing because I look at them as being very critical marketing channels for my business. So the time allocated to it is just me promoting what I do via marketing tips and tricks and hoping to add value to my followers and other people's lives, in business lives. But there must be some of you out there who think, gosh, I've got to do this, I've got to update LinkedIn, Facebook, I've got to get some tweets happening, I really want a podcast, I need to get a video on YouTube, and it can all become a bit overwhelming, really, can't it? So I guess a little tip in regards to that would be, and I've done this and it seems to work really well and probably takes a lot of the pressure off, is to just create that one page list of social media networks that you're a part of and make a point of how often you feel you need to update them, what your brief is, and how often you think you need to update them, because that way it just becomes part of your kind of daily routine. And even if you allocate 10 minutes at the start or the end of the day, and hopefully it can all of a sudden get into autopilot. So yeah, create that list, and even if you do it and don't use it, it might be a good way of just visualising all the networks you're in. If it becomes too hard, you could always get a virtual assistant, which there's plenty out there, and they can do the hard work for you. You just need to provide them the content. I think it's important that you, the business owner, provide the content. And there are some services out there where you can schedule things to go out. Once again, I think as long as you're providing the content and responding to any of the queries that you get, I think it's okay to do. So a few tips and tricks on making social media networks work for your business. Farewell for now.